This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, closing out January and headed now to February with a couple of solid local high school stories to unfold tonight here at Yogi's on Sports Talk. Mark May in his third year as head coach of the Lighthouse Christian Academy Lions, doing some outstanding things on the hardwood for the girls in its first year of IHSAA accreditation, and currently a 10-win season, and well-armed with one of the highest-scoring players anywhere in the state of Indiana shooting hoops, and that is senior guard Grace Holdeman. Tonight, she's been averaging over 31 points a ball game through 17. She'll be joining us along with her playmate in backcourt, Jessica Fix, who's a junior. Coach Mark doing some fine things considering starting the season minus four starters. The LCA Lions were in action last night. They lost, but they have two games, and they have a big tournament to get ready for. They made the semifinals in the Christian State Tournament last year, so results are speaking for themselves. LCA with us tonight. A little bit later, a sport steeped in rich tradition, wrestling, and now the nine-time sectional champs of Mike Runyon pulling out a nail-biter half-point win over Edgewood last Saturday, getting now ready to host the Saturday regional on the home mats. Panthers crowned five champs, but certainly looking to move forward and beyond here now that the postseason has arrived. What local high school sports is all about, stories to unfold tonight as we greet you to another night of conversation on Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi Sports Bar and Grill, along with our producer Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers Juwan and Mike Lascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith and Mark, you and I had talked, we text, and then we talked, and I've been following your basketball team, and I just wanted to find out more about your program at LCA, Lighthouse Christian Academy. And before we get to the particulars with the two young ladies that you brought, one in particular is just one of the best scorers in the state of Indiana, male or female. Tell us a little about the history of Lighthouse Christian Academy. How long has it been in existence? How many are in school? And the general format at LCA. I know you're down in Clear Creek located, huh?
Yeah, we're our school started in 1991. I've been a part of the school for 6 years. The enrollment K through 12 is 250, somewhere around there. And the high school is about 80. So we're a pretty small high school compared to the other guys in town. But
that's outstanding, and we have Grace Holdeman and also Jessica Fix with us that we'll be talking with here in the opening segment. How many varsity sports then, Mark, across the board from the start of school year until the end of school are being offered at LCA?
Let's see. There's boys and girls basketball, soccer, golf, cross country, and track and field.
Now, about the academics
and volleyball.
And volleyball. We can't leave that out. And I mentioned Grace Holdeman and Jessica Fix played volleyball too, I believe, earlier in the fall before they bounced the basketball around. Academically, talk to me a little about the academics and the current staff of teachers you have at LCA.
One thing about LCA is that they are very – it's an academic school. Academics – come first for sure there. I know there's some kids that have come in that takes a little while to get accustomed to the high academic level that LCA has.
How many's on the academic staff, teachers? Any idea?
20, 30, I'm not really for sure.
So, you know, you take a look, and what I'm trying to get at is that it's great education because you have smaller classes,
right,
and an outstanding faculty at LCA to get the job done there. Hey, let's talk hoops.
Okay.
Third year as the head coach. Now explain to me, you lost some starters, but did they all graduate before this season began? Tell us the story and a little about the history of the girls program at Lighthouse.
Okay. 6 years ago, I started as an assistant. Actually, my wife is the head volleyball coach there at Lighthouse. She got hired 6 years ago, and I got to be friends with the AD there, Mike Woodcock, and played some basketball with him And he asked if I wanted to help with the girls program, and I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. And started there, and we did had that first year. It was her first season coaching as well. And we made it to the final game of our what was called the ICST then. They changed the name now. But then the next 2 years, we made the final game and then the final four. And then with last year's team making the final four of that same tournament, 4 out of 5 years we've made the final four in the postseason tournament.
Well, that's outstanding. And you're doing it with a relatively young team. I know, Grace, I think you have only, what, about the two seniors on your entire squad. So I know you've not been doing it with, pulling rabbits out of the hat or reflected mirrors. So what's been working for you outside of this young lady we're going to be talking to in a second here? It's averaging 31.4 points a ball game.
That's pretty much it.
That's a good start anyway.
I told her when she was my first year as head coach, she was a sophomore, and we had another girl, Sarah Waldo, that was a really good ball player. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't our leader. And I told Grace, I said, I know you're not our best player, but I said, you're going to be the leader of this team. And I've got to have you do that. And she did. From that sophomore, start of sophomore season, I don't know. I think she may have averaged 8 points that year. But she was the leader of our team. And we ran a very simple dribble drive offense. Grace has the ball. If she has a layup, she goes for it. If she has an open shot, she goes for it. But if not, then that's when she can dish it off.
Well, I know you started the season. You were 3-1, actually 5-1, got off to a good start. You've lost 3 of your last 4, but they've all been very competitive. But the series of games going back early season, the one that caught my eye was back in November when Grace set a single season scoring record, not once, not twice, but 3 times in a week. That had to be just pleasing to you as a head coach, her teammates, and your LCA fans.
Right, yeah. Well, to me, it was like, okay, well, I'm putting the ball in this girl's hands because that's what we have to do. I mean, if we're going to be competitive, these two girls here have to score points. And they've taken it in stride knowing that they have to score points or we're not going to be competitive.
Well, I'm going to talk to Grace here a little bit, and you can join in anytime you want. And Grace, I thanks for coming on. I know your pop real well. We had him on the air back in the 70s with the IU Hockey Hoosiers. He had his own report on the radio. Now you're a couple of, 30, 40 years later, here you are. Talk to me about that fantastic week. You averaged over 40 points that particular week. You had school record points of 35, 37. But talk to me about the 50-point game you had down at Candleton.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of the season. That game was really, really fun. We went down there. It was right before a break. You know, we were all kind of tired. We got in there, started slow, but we got back on top by like the end of the third quarter, I think, pushed it into overtime, and then pushed it into double overtime. We got into a lot of foul trouble. We were down to 4 players in double overtime. The other team was down to 4 players, and then I actually fouled out in the double overtime, so it was 3-on-4.
Wow.
But we were still able to hold on to the lead in that game, and everyone just did a really, really super job.
Well, Coach has talked about your ability to get to the hole with the ball on the dribble. Tell us about your background. What'd you pick up the ball to start with, and how'd you get interested in basketball?
Yeah. Well, I did play hockey when I was, young. Yeah, right. That was the first sport I played. When I was growing up, I pretty much only played soccer. But then my school doesn't have a high school girls soccer team, so I had to switch to another sport, and I started volleyball in, 6th grade or so. And that's when I also started basketball, playing for my school.
Okay.
So that was the first time I'd
ever
played.
Where'd you go to school then?
Lighthouse, okay. I've been at Lighthouse, yeah.
Okay.
Started basketball in 6th grade. Didn't play much, until 7th grade. And then 8th grade, I actually got on the varsity team because – we needed an extra player that year. So I played on varsity 8th grade year, and now all the way through this year. And I just really have grown through the influence of some other players, especially Sarah Waldo, like Coach mentioned earlier. She really pushed me to become a better player because, you know, being beat every day in practice just really helped me grow.
Well, we'll talk more with Grace Holdeman, the voice of one of the leading scorers in the state of Indiana, female or male, and also Jessica Fix joining us as well. She's only a junior. Both play in the backcourt for Coach Mark May. They have two regular season games. They're both at home coming up this weekend and on into the early part of next week. And we'll be back to talk more about Lighthouse Christian Academy, the Lady Lions in the house. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, Joe Smith on Sports Talk, along with Mark May and outstanding LCA basketball guards, Grace Holdeman and Jessica Fix. Jessica, welcome to the program. You're kind of a junior, but you know, you've been playing a lot of basketball. Talk to me a little about your basketball experience at LCA and how that's kind of unfolded. And you still have another this season and a whole another senior campaign. How's it been for you?
It's been fun. You make a lot of friends because there's like 10 people on a team, so you get really close with your teammates and stuff. So that's cool.
What's been the funnest thing? I mean, outside of relationships, and it seems like it's a close-knit family at LCA. Talk a little about that and how the team chemistry has really evolved in all of the sports, and how well you guys get to get together and play hard.
I don't know. Like, so we're all together a lot, and we just kind of like bond, and we really form like a we're kind of like a family. Really helps.
No, that was me. That was a pilot error. Go ahead.
I think that really helps, like, the team chemistry on the floor because you kind of learn to, like, trust, like, your teammates and, like, pick them up if they're feeling like they don't have confidence to play or something.
Well, I mean, there's nothing shabby about your scoring average. Talk to me about your offense. You're averaging almost 12 points a game. What's the funnest part of your game, putting the ball in the hole or assisting to Ms. Holdeman here?
I don't know. They're both pretty tight. it's kind of fun when, I don't know, playing with Grace is really fun, like passing it to her and having her like do some really cool move or something like score. And then when she passes it to me and score, that feels nice.
Well, and you're also coming up with some steals, averaging about three of steals. So it looks like, you know, you got a pretty good feel. As I say, you're filling in all of the boxes in the box score.
I guess.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, point out some of the strengths of your game. Let me ask you this. When you started your junior year with this particular team, what were some of your goals of the year to make you a better, more complete player?
To, like, play really hard defense and, like, not give up and stuff, and to kind of just, like, work my hardest because I knew that we would have to play, like, the whole game. So just, like, push through and not give up.
Well, let's stay right there because you guys are only surrendering about 45 points a ball game, and that is an outstanding aggregate after 17. What's been clicking for you? Are you guys man-to-man, or you match up, or how do you play it?
We normally play about like a 2-3. Sometimes we'll switch to a 3-2. It just kind of depends on who we're playing. So.
Well, you're looking forward to the postseason. I know you got one scheduled here, but how neat is it for all of you girls, and we'll get Grace back here in a second. Jessica Fix joining us. How neat was it to get accredited by the IHSAA to, you know, move forward, and you will be a very much a part of that in your senior year. How neat was that?
It was pretty neat. It was kind of fun to be, like, a part of not just, like, the ICSD instead of.
Yeah. Well, we wish you continued success. Keep getting the ball to her and keep that scoring average up. What are you expecting out of Columbus Christian? Because I think they're going to be in your regional. You got them, Friday? Tomorrow's February.
Friday,
So you got them Friday. What are you expecting?
We're expecting to win, but we can't, you know, play down. So, I don't know. Expecting to have fun.
Very young team.
Yeah. Well, and Jessica Fix joining us, 11.5 her scoring average. Back to Grace Holdeman, and Grace, talk about the experience of playing with your mates and how your game. I mean, when you started your senior campaign, I mean, did you envision? I mean, there wasn't any possible.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I mean, so
yeah.
I'm sitting here, I'm in awe of you. I mean, you're averaging 31 points a ball game and threw 50 in. earlier this year, but what were your expectations?
I knew at the beginning of the year, so because we went IHSAA, that meant that we lost several of the starters from last year that we weren't expecting to lose. So I realized that coming into this year, I was going to have to step it up, or you know, we weren't going to score points. So the first game, I think I scored maybe 16 points, and we pulled out a win. But then after that, I just started kind of stepping it up. And, I mean, I never would have imagined I even could have scored 30 points in a game. But then, I mean, it just happened, and it just –
well,
did what we had to do.
I mean, that is a staggering stat, obviously, but so are the other ones that you're complementing your game well. You're averaging almost 7 boards and 6 steals. Talk about those two aspects.
Yeah, I mean, just long rebounds I, you know, happen to get. I think just because I've played longer than, you know, a lot of the other girls on our team, and just that experience helps me kind of, you know, see the ball before the opponent passes it and before it comes off the rim. Mm-hmm. So that helps me to get, like, those rebounds and steals. We just have a lot of girls who are really, really hard workers but just don't have a lot of experience. And so that's one thing, yeah, that we've been lacking this year. But
Future Flames, I know what Jessie is going to be doing next year, and that's her senior year at LCA. Talk
yeah.
about your future plans when you graduate, and when is graduation? In June? And
yeah.
Yeah,
graduation is May 20th
okay.
this year, so really looking forward to that.
Hey, we got through January and
right,
no snow
yeah,
days.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go to college at Geneva College next
okay.
fall. I want to play volleyball there, so that's the hope right now.
And Geneva is in where, Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, right.
Pennsylvania. How'd you get a line on that particular school?
It's a Christian school as
okay.
well, so just through my church and school, then I kind of got onto them.
Outstanding. And I want to give you plaudits on volleyball, because your volleyball season, you guys were decent. How'd that experience go for you as you played your final season earlier
yeah.
in the fall?
That was a lot of fun as well. I got to get a lot of hits in, which is not something you would expect from someone who's 5'4". But I think that was one thing that came from being at Lighthouse, is that experience that I got to play all the way around, you know, and I just had a ton of fun with it. My team was really awesome, and it was a real lot of fun.
Well, as I told Mark many months ago, I wanted to meet you, and your dad and I conversed through text, and I had no idea. I mentioned the name Holdeman a lot on sports on Mondays when we recap the and I had no idea until he actually contacted me. So it's an honor for me
yeah.
to have and meet you.
Oh, thank you.
And Jessica, the same thing with you as well. We wish you both the best in the remaining games, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Grace Holdeman and Jessica Fix joining us from LCA, and some parting comments. Mark, great girls. I mean, how much fun has this been for you? Again, you got winnable games and, of course, a tournament to think of, and maybe win the doggone thing, huh?
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun with this team this year. Coming from last year to this year, joining the IHSA, losing. What we lost was homeschoolers. We allowed homeschoolers to play for our team, and it made a big part of our team in the past. So when we went IHSA, those girls weren't eligible. So We weren't really knowing what to expect going into this season. But I told them at the very beginning, I said, let's just have fun, and whatever happens, happens. And then, of course, Grace starts scoring 50 points, and we're competitive.
How marked has she been as the games go by? I mean, they see her step on the court. She has obviously the personality to put the ball in the hole, but also a reputation that she has certainly earned,
yeah.
But how is she being defensed? And she's obviously not letting it, you know, bother her too much.
It's really amazing because, I mean, we have teams that are throwing double teams at her all the time. Full court press, she's bringing the ball up, you know, the 80 feet of the court with someone in her grill the whole time. And really the last couple games, I'm biased because I'm the coach,
well,
but I'm seeing her getting fouled repeatedly over and over and over and over, and she just plays through it. Now she has a little bit of moments of frustration, but she's did a good job of pushing through that. And teams, if they've scouted us at all, they know that these two girls here are who they have to stop, and you can tell on the court, they it's watch three, watch four, watch three, watch four, And they've both did a good job of handling that pressure.
Well, you have indeed. And I tell you what, while we're here, and, of course, we've talked with both girls, I want you to run down your entire squad and get the names on the air that have been contributors okay. on your basketball club.
I better have something to read. our other senior is Catherine Grafman. She's played for me 3 years. And she's a starter, and she did a good job this year. Our juniors are, of course, Jessica Fix and Megan Ewer, Katie Engel are our juniors. Am I missing a junior? And then our sophomores are Tessa Tishner, Esther Whitney, and we have two freshmen, Emily Ewer and Jesse Brown.
Well.
And really, everyone contributes. Everyone plays. I think I had a game the other night where I didn't get one of them in, and afterwards, it was a tough game, and I actually apologized to her. I was just like, I didn't put you in, did I? Because my mind was in the game so much that I wasn't even thinking about the bench. But the group of girls there, Lighthouse. I mean, we don't have any problems with anything. I mean, they get along. When a new group comes in, the older group, you know, they really put their arms around them and welcome them in, and we've had absolutely no problems whatsoever.
Well, that is why I wanted you to come in, explain the program, explain the existence of LCA and its family and its faculty, and again, there was a story to be told, and it needed to be told here with an outstanding senior that's creating a lot of noise on the high school basketball season. Mark, the best of luck to you. Okay. Great meeting you. Good luck to you. And you win that Christian tournament, we'll have the entire team in.
Okay.
How's
well,
that?
That's the goal.
All right. LCA, the Lady Lions, joining us. And when we come back, they've won a few sectional MAC championships. How about Mike Runyon and those South Panthers? Are they in the house tonight? I think they are. We'll talk with Coach Runyon and a few of the Panthers, the purple and white, out in force tonight. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready to grapple. A little wrestling tonight, huh? Boy, the tradition down through the decades since the school was built, both as Bloomington High School, the Panthers, and Bloomington South. Since 1973, taking a backseat the sport to no other school in the state when it comes to state champions, when it comes to Hall of Famers, when it comes to conference champions, and the architect now, Mike Runyon. And Mike, I know it's always great seeing you, but talk about this team and what has been accomplished to date. We're right in the heat of the postseason. We'll talk to Blake Webb and Tyler Allgood here in a second, a couple of your outstanding seniors. Tell me about the campaign, my friend. Welcome to the show, first of all. Good seeing you.
Thanks for having us. You know, this year we come in, we're a young team. You know, I think we got two freshmen and somewhere around seven sophomores in there on the varsity. And there's we knew it was going to be early struggles, and the kids battled hard and practiced really hard and had the will to get better, and it's showing up here in the end of the season here.
Well, when you have the young, you have some of the old too, and the guys that have been around the block and tested in the postseason. Talk about your senior leadership. We're going to talk to two of them here in a second, and Blake and Tyler, but talk about that leadership aspect in the room and how it's really affected and caught on by the youngsters that are wrestling for you some in their first and second years.
You know, we got three seniors on our squad this year, but you know, you're talking to two of them that take a lot of pride in that in the practice room, and they push their teammates hard and work hard on top of that. Most of the part, they both lead by example, and it shows running down through the ranks every day.
No question about it. I got to ask you about the nail bite. You got any nails left on your fingers there? I unfortunately was with Indiana's basketball team. I came home, and we didn't get home till late, but I first thing I did was pick up the sports page at about midnight Monday morning and saw how close that was. And knowing that Greg Ratliff's done a nice job out at Edgewood with his seniors, but boy, oh boy. How about your, like waiting around for, you know, the first baby to arrive, huh?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. You know, we've talked to the kids all year about, you know, that half a point win, you know, could be the difference between getting the fall, not getting the fall, getting the Tech fall, you know, scoring those team points. And it definitely paid off there in the later part of the of that tournament, you know, going into the final two matches of the whole night. We had, you know, Senior all good at 220 and Harley Junior at heavyweight. And we were going up against two kids that we'd beaten us in the past earlier in the season. For them two to come up the way they did was real big.
Well, no question about it. And you know, one of them has been wrestling 3 years at South, and Tyler Allgood joining us was on the Mo Moriarty's football team here the last couple of years. And well, Tyler, just talk a little about your season at 220. And I love the picture in the paper, and that had to be to date now one of the most pleasing moments, if not the highlight, of your outstanding wrestling career. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, definitely. Just everybody pushing in the room, and the intensity has been picking up every day, and alumni is coming in and beating us up. And just
the alumni?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a few out there that are still hanging around, you know, that are pretty good.
Yeah, usually.
Three-time state champions.
Yeah, I usually end up drilling with Coach Goble, and he makes me hit every move. Just as hard as I can over and over again, and he makes me work on my Blast Devil, which came into play at the end of the match against Abel in the finals.
Yeah, and that was outstanding, and I heard that the team was ecstatic because we knew. And you know, Coach Mike is telling us how important those bonus points are. Talk to me about that aspect. I mean, a pin's a pin, obviously, but to have the technical fall, to have the points, they all add up, and that's why it's such a great team sport.
Yeah, it's just the intensity, really. Everybody was getting into my match, and I just kept getting after and pushing myself, and it paid off in the wrestling room at the end, because they're all about conditioning and keeping us in shape and keeping our minds right. And
well, you were an outstanding offensive lineman for Coach Mo, so I knew you were in shape. But I'm trying to think, were you hurt at one point during the year?
Yeah, I sprained an ankle, and I had to miss a few games, but then I came back in, and they got me starting again.
That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. Really enjoyed you in an outstanding football campaign. So how long did it take for you to knock the rust off from football? You know, sometimes it works different for basketball players that played football, but how about a football player that wrestles? What tell me about it.
It's, to be honest, it's way different. Wrestling makes football look easy, because there's no type of sport that's near as hard as it. And you think you're going to go into wrestling in shape after doing football and doing the drills and the all the running that we do, and I'm not even close to being in shape. But now they got us pushing in the room at the end of practice and telling us that it's going into overtime. And
well,
got us all.
How tough has it been to keep your 220?
What do you mean?
Your weight.
My weight down?
Yeah.
Not hard at all. It's honestly hard to keep it up. I need to keep eating. Probably could have went down to 195, but.
That's where you're one of the finest restaurants, if not the finest sports bar and grill in Bloomington and Southern Indiana, so I expect you to eat well tonight.
Yeah. 4 or 5 burgers sounds pretty good.
Well, that's try the the chicken fingers.
All right.
Chicken tenders. There's the Best Buy in the house, boys. Yeah. If you're listening out there.
It smells good.
I tell you. Hey, but anyway, what do you got going on? I know obviously. What do you know about your opponents coming up, or the way you're seated for the regional? You're hosting the regional Saturday.
Yeah, they have me seated first right now.
Good.
And I honestly don't know who I got first. I don't know his name, but all I know is I'm going out to wrestle and going out to win. It don't matter who I go up against. That's what Coach always says.
It don't matter what
record it is or who they are.
Yeah. What when you got in the room and you took off the pads and the cleats and got ready to wrestle, what you tried to or work on to make you better wrestler? Knowing that you had a higher weight, obviously, and as it turned out, was a key part of winning the sectional. But what'd you work on, and how's that come along?
Mostly just the conditioning and the weight training. I I have my own weight set at home that I usually work out. And just all the wrestlers in the room, they always tell me to work myself, push harder. They want to see me a state champ, and that really just gives me the drive to push myself and, you know.
Well, we wish you nothing but the best. Tyler Allgood enjoys weightlifting and hunting. I tell you what, we talk about individual sports at high schools, and I know each has its own boosters club, and we have quite a few here, but whoever takes the time to put everything together, and I know a lot of parents are here, this is an outstanding, and I live by, I got one in my office, and Callahan gave me, Mike, an extra one here. If you want to know what's been ever happening in the sport of wrestling, this calendar is, and give yourselves a nice round of applause. I am really, really impressed by this. I've never seen, and I've been doing this for almost 50 years, and the only place I've seen it is here over the last 10 years or so, Mike. And talk a little about that before we bring Blake on, but Tyler, said it all. Nothing about it is self-induced work ethic. That's what makes the sport so great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, wrestling, I feel, is a whole, takes a whole other level to mental toughness and athletic ability and being in shape. You got to be at the top. You got to be at the top of your shape. And some of these kids are probably in the best shape of their life, and that's the way it has to be.
Well, and that's the way it's been. Who are some of the head turners, the youngsters that have impressed you and who have gotten steadily better now that you'll be taking on to the regional? And you're taking about the entire team, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we sent 12 on to regionals.
That's good.
Which is good. We got a lot of those are freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, overall, I don't want to single anybody out. You know, the sectionals was a team effort overall, but, you know, a couple of the guys that really impressed me was, Hensley at 132. You know, he comes in, he's wrestling pretty solid and really wrestles the Brett Smith from Bloomington North, really good match in the finals.
Yeah.
Really impressed with him as a freshman. And then, of course, you got Will Hayes is up there at 106. He's coming around a little bit here toward the later part. I'm kind of impressed with him.
Yeah, we get an update on that every Wednesday, by the way.
Every Wednesday?
Yeah, on the radio we get a Will Hayes update, and he has. You hit the nail on the head. The young man has been improving, and that's what you want to see. How about some others?
You got the Preston boy. Wade is in there, and you know he's in a tough weight class. You know he's in that upper weight class and at 52, and that, you know, as a freshman coming in at a weight class at that level, you know he's really embraced that wholeheartedly now, and starting to come around a little bit there.
Well, we wanted to give credit where credit is due, because it is, I know it's one-on-one, and it's very macho sport, strength against strength. But
absolutely,
by golly, as Tyler just alluded to, if it wasn't for guys pushing in the room, you know, he'd go out there and get pinned in a half minute. So
right.
That is the name of the game. We're moving along on Sports Talk, and joining us, Mike Runyon. Oh, it's 5 or 6 years now you've been the head skipper down there.
Actually, it's only been four. This will be my fourth year.
Fourth year? Is that all? Seems like, but you've been involved. And Royce Deckard, I see he's in the house. Tyler Goble.
Tyler Goble.
We thank Tyler for sending, we see he's still over at Crane. And, boy, what a great stat man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a teacher of the sport. I mean, he's great around the sport. He's not too bad with stats.
You know, I got to give credit where credit's due. And, you know, I got the one of the best coaches I feel in the state of Indiana in my room, and helps out a lot. And, you know, of course, I got Tyler Goble in there. He takes care of a lot of my track and computer stuff. He's also in the room working with the boys. And, you know, I got a great group of parents out there right now that with a lot of support, and is there for whatever we need. You know, you see the program, and it explains it all.
Well, it does indeed, and it explains to me very well, Blake Webb, another senior joining us. Outstanding senior wrestling, 145, 33-4, headed into the regional, and that'll start at Bloomington South. What do we get rolling, about 9:30 or so?
Yeah, 9:30.
On Saturday, and you got some good wrestlers coming in for that. But, Blake, 14 years of the sport. You're just three more years. You've been doing this since you were conceived and
That's right.
named Blake. But I want to ask you about the experience you gained wrestling with the Bloomington South Club before you went to BHS. How'd that help you get ready?
Well, it also obviously gave me a lot of practice, so I knew what I was doing when I came in. So it helped me grow with the sport. Then when I came in, I kind of knew what things were about and how to run a practice and whatnot.
Well, talk to me a little about the season. One thing about Mike, one thing about Bloomington South and wrestling, you go to the toughest tournaments around the state. You take a backseat to no one there. You had a nice dual record, second in the Jeffersonville Classic, third in a real tough. How good is Perry Meridian, by the way?
They're pretty good, but nothing we can't beat.
How many have they won? 16? Tyler, how many in a row? Six. How many street titles have they won? 16?
It's too many.
We need to change that this year.
Too many. They only had two in a row. I mean, they won some previous ones before.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Okay. But anyway, Conference Indiana third, and obviously the team was first. Talk to me about the chemistry. What do you like about the team and your mates and some of the guys that push you in the room, Blake?
I like how we're all so close. We're all real good, like a family. I feel like I have a special bond with each person on the team, which is really good. If you have a team that can work together, then we can push and keep things going in the room. If we were all fighting, then we wouldn't get anything done. We all wouldn't get better.
Yeah.
So it's good that we got good chemistry.
You know, we talk about you two being sectional champs, but Noah Hunt, the outstanding junior, back healthy, 126 pounds. Derek Blueball, a Blueball name synonymous with wrestling for as long as I've been around Bloomington, and that's over four decades. And Harley Hillenberg, the big junior, 285, and he bookended it or finished out the Bloomington South exacta the other day against Edgewood. I think that's the best way of putting it. Tyler, talk to me a little about Harley, and since you guys, you know, you're at 220, and here's Harley at 285, and the last two matches of the day, he's got 21 wins or so, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a good wrestler. He's also one of my close friends. We push each other every day in the room, and when we feel like giving up, we just get in our heads that we ain't going to settle for a sectional champ. We want to keep moving on, keep this intensity going, and just make a run for that state tournament.
Well, you certainly laid a great foundation, didn't they, Mike? Something to build on, in an intense sectional. You know, sometimes you can get in sectional competition, and your team is so much better than the runner-up. You could win by, I don't know, 80, 90 points. But, boy, when you're pushed from top to bottom, talk about the psyche of the team and how you think it's gotten them ready to go into the regional and beyond.
Well, I think we've been striving for that all season long. You know, in the season when we beginning, you know, we weren't bonded together like we were Saturday at the sectionals, and we was hoping everybody would come together at that time, which is the way our program is put together. So
we got a let me ask Blake what happened to Tyler.
He's cramping.
My hamstrings are tightening up right now.
Oh, well, stand, my
yeah,
man.
Coach likes to make us hit stairs after we're done with our workout of wrestling. So.
Well, you might have to eat those chicken tenders standing up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, we got a stand-up place chair back there. But, I wondered what I thought you were getting up and leaving. I wasn't
every
done talking
down,
to you yet. But
cramping.
My golly, I don't want you to get hurt now. You're a sectional champ, and I want you in the state, vying for a state title here.
I need some icy hot, yeah.
But, Blake, more on your outstanding season. Win-wise, you have you and Derek have taken care of, you've split 65 wins individually, and Derek wrestles right in front of you at 38. At 145, talk about your year, and when did things start to really click? Did you get off to a good start? I mean, you're 33-4, so, but match in, match out, is 45 a tough weight? I mean, would you see the competition that you face in and out?
Yeah, I think every weight class has some tough kids in it, but I think the way that we practice, we can compete with anybody. And I think that I came into the season pretty strong because of my off season. I wrestled a lot of matches over the summer, so it kind of prepared me for this year, and I came in ready to go.
Tell me about the New Way National. I mean, you are a New Way National All-American, so tell me about that competition. Is that a summertime big-time deal?
Yeah, that's a summer tournament up in Michigan. I went, wrestled 140, I believe, and I ended up winning the tournament, so that was a good one for me to win.
Well, you're about due to do breakthrough. You're a three-time seven-state qualifier, so what do you expect in the rest of the way out? Do you know anything about your regional foe yet? Or?
Yeah, I have a fourth seed from the other sectional, so I'm hoping to come out with the regional title, which would place me at a good seed for semi-state, which would ultimately put me in a good place to get to the state tournament.
Well, we wish you the best. And what technique-wise, and I'll ask Tyler this in a second, the voice of Blake Webb and then Tyler Allgood joining us, two seniors on Mike Runyon's nine-time sectional champion team. That's got a nice ring to it, huh? Was
yeah.
The pressure to especially, I know there's a lot of pressure, watching the final two matches Saturday, knowing that you'd won eight in a row, and how much the sport means and has meant. Tradition-wise, it's out. There was. What were you thinking about? I mean, you did your thing. You
it had it. Me on the edge of my seat. I was over there in the stands, like wrestling the shadow wrestling, acting like I was out there on the mat. But yeah, it was really intense watching Tyler break through and end up coming out with the win on a kid that had beat him earlier in the season. It was just really big.
How much did you work on technique this year, getting ready at 45? And you've been at 45 all year, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So. Talk to me a little about how, technique-wise, what are you trying to perfect or work on to get better?
I'd say that I'm working on my neutral moves on my feet, just hitting drills extra hard, make sure that I got them down, so that in a match it works out for me.
Well, I know you are an outstanding student. You're a member of the National Honor Society, aren't
yes,
you?
Sir.
Yes, sir. So. I know you got a great family and you know, an outstanding career going on. Any overtures from the next level yet, or are you concerned about just what you're doing right now?
I'm focused right now on wrestling, getting the state title, but I am looking at going to IU, maybe depending on how well I do this year for wrestling or not, but I kind of want to stay home and go to school here. So.
Well, we wish you the best, and you should be focused on what you're doing right now. And that's a great answer from a young man that's 33-4. He won the Jeff Classic, was second in the conference, and obviously nailed down a sectional championship along with his fellow senior, Tyler Allgood. Tyler, any irons in the fire? You played a couple of different sports, but. You just concentrating on wrestling and what's at hand right now? Or are you getting any feels for the next level?
Yeah, it's just wrestling and school right now. Not really focused on anything else until wrestling season's over because we're still having a whole other try to worry about that. But, yeah, mainly just focused on being a state champ,
well,
bringing a team.
Tell you what, you boys come in, you win those titles, you know you're going to be back, and
yeah.
I want to get a idea how you liked the meal here when you stand up and eat the chicken tenders tonight, and no more cramping,
yeah.
You know, because we want you fit. We want you fit as a fiddle come 9:30 on Saturday morning. So
absolutely.
Blake, take care of him, will you? The rest
yeah.
of the night, and
got that.
Enjoy your night with your teammates and everybody here, and well, a couple of outstanding seniors. Lots more over to my left, the Bloomington South Panther wrestlers, sectional champions, nine times and counting. A great tradition upheld by these young men and their coaching staff and their parents who have joined them here tonight at a jam-packed Yogi Sports Bar and Grill. Back to close it out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Now, a little long tonight, but we want to talk a little about Stephen Dyer. He's the employee of the week at Yogi's. And by the way, they have that new rotating brat, compliments of the Wagon Wheel down on South Walnut. Hey, this week, Italian with peppers, onions, and mozzarella, huh? Compliments of the Wagon Wheel, and that is the rotating brat of the week here at Yogi's. Big show next week. We announce the 2017 Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We'll do it right here live with some of our inductees joining us live on Sports Talk from Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Had a great time tonight with LCA, the basketball queens from Clear Creek down on that road, and the nine-time sectional champion wrestlers of Bloomington South. Have a great week, everyone. See you next week. Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame night. Live from Yogi's.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County, News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.